It is time for a little news of the week here before we check in with Navidomskis. He's assured us that he will put down the golf clubs long enough to talk to us about a couple of things, skiing and fishing, I think, his two main passions today. On the news of the week, I was going to ask you, since April Fool's passed this last month, was it Monday? Yeah, it was Monday. Anybody play any April Fool's jokes?
Yeah, I got one that got me going. Our oldest son, they have three children, and I know they were done having children a long time ago, but
oh boy,
Jake got on there and says, oh, I got to tell you guys.
Oh, no.
Melissa's pregnant. I said, geez. And I was happy.
How long did he let it go before he told you it was?
Well, he had a big pause in his post. He says, just kidding, April Fool. I go, what a bum. You know, that was fun.
Well, I bring it up because there were a couple of online spoofs. And
oh,
the internet's good for this, obviously, yeah. Because you'll find misinformation or disinformation almost every day.
I believe it all the time.
But on April 1st, because every organization, even state-run organization, has a social media team, we do here at KSL, and that's their job 24 hours a day, is to find ways to get views and, you know, engage people.
Right. Right.
Several different organizations had some fun stuff. One of them was the Salt Lake Airport. Hmm. You remember a few weeks ago in the news, there was a flood of water
down
in the tunnel for people to get from Concord A to Concord B. And our Concourse A to Concourse B.
Right.
And so they decided to have a little fun with that, and they're just finishing up phase three of their remodel out there, or their build-up to have better access to Concourse B.
That last bit. Yeah.
So they decided that they would put something online that said they had flooded the concourse, and they were going to use boats now to get people from one side to the other.
That's a good one.
And everybody would be outfitted with
life preservers.
And they would even have oars in case you wanted to row yourself. And
what a great idea, though.
And they had a list of river songs that were going to play throughout the tunnel as you made your way through. The other organization that did it this week, and it was kind of fun, was the Division of Wildlife Resources, of all people, and they were up at Bear Lake. The audio on this is not great because they were standing next to Bear Lake and the wind was blowing, but it's worth giving you just a little bit of it anyway.
On the border of Utah and Idaho sits Bear Lake, home to exciting outdoor recreation, excellent fishing, and we can now confirm Bass Nation should be the Bear Lake monster. We would like to officially announce the confirmed and scaly presence. In order to capture the creature, we used a 90 square foot net with a raspberry milkshake set in the middle to bait and sample the water body for the creature.
All right, so it goes on from there, and there's an interview with experts about whether this could be the same Bear Lake monster that was discovered and reported on by the pioneers when they came across. But I thought it was great that they used a raspberry shake.
Yeah, right. What did we call that?
Cracking a cup, Chris Dallin actually
good
called
stuff.
It. So they used that as a trap to bring the Bear Lake monster to the surface, which was fantastic. Yeah. The other bit of news that was happening this week, and we'll mention a few more details of this when we check in with Snow Basin. We're going to have Michael Rueckert on with us for Snow Day, but the list of venues for 2034 Olympics, if it is indeed confirmed. We think it's confirmed, but
we confirmed it.
We think it's going to happen. We'll learn later in the summer whether it's actually going to 100% be the case. But anyway, they listed where the venues were going to be for the events, and Snow Basin is going to handle all of the alpine. Rice-Eccles Stadium will again be opening and closing ceremonies. Many of these are the same. But one of the big developments, two actually, one was the announcement that the curling competition, instead of a 2,000-seat venue, will be moved to the Salt Palace here downtown because they can seat 5,000. And if you remember, in 2002, that venue was sold out every night.
Yeah.
It caught on as one of the real surprises of the Olympics.
It's kind of like it's kind of any person's Olympic.
Exactly.
You know?
And on the heels of that, there were actual clubs, and my guess is they're still doing it here in Utah, where you can learn to curl. And we've got teams that represent not just USA, but the state of Utah now competing.
Cool.
Here's the other thing that they made an announcement of that's getting a lot of attention. They're talking about, and Metals Plaza was right across the street from us, a place I knew well because I was there every night doing the announcing for all of the medals in 2002. They're talking about putting a big air venue for snowboarders and skiers because this launch pad for big air is actually a mobile piece of scaffolding that could be put anywhere. It may, in fact, be, if we aren't building a new NHL or NBA stadium across the street, it may, in fact, be that we have big air competition right across the street from us here at Triad Center in 2034.
How cool is that?
That is awesome. So anyway, there's an article in the D News if you want to look it up and read more about it. But we'll mention it again when we talk with Michael Rueckert in our Snow Day segment as we head to Snow Basin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Okay. We'll take a break. On the other side, Navidauskas joins us. I don't know if he has his list of top 25 of the 52
he'll figure
ski resorts, but he'll figure it out and join us next. So stay with us.